It's almost certain that Sackville's Mateo Mann will be one of the 200 or so young hockey players drafted into the NHL this year, but Mann himself is not counting his chickens before they're hatched. Mann just finished his third season with Les Saguenayens in Chicoutimi, part of the Quebec Major Junior League, also known as the Q, which is one of the big three major junior leagues in the country. CHMA spoke to him last week from Ottawa, where he was starting his training in preparation for the NHL Combine, a big draft event that takes place in June.
You never know what can happen. I mean, I know what I'm capable of, and I know, how people view me as a player. I think for me, I just view the draft kind of as your ticket to kind of being able to get to the next level, and where I go or if I go is kind of out of my hands at this point. The season's over, and I'll still have a chance to talk to teams and do some physical tests in front of teams, but that can only take you so far. So I'm just kind of letting that kind of handle itself, and whatever happens, I'm kind of just waiting for the next steps, really.
Head coach and general manager with Les Sag, Yannick Jean, says he has no doubt Mann will be drafted this year, and he says Mann is the type of player sought after by the NHL in recent years.
He's a big stay-home defenseman who's really, really efficient when he gets physical. He plays well in his own hand. He's a good skater for a big guy, and this is what a lot of the NHL teams are looking for. Since a couple of years, NHL teams want bigger guys playing on defense, and Mateo fits that perfectly.
Getting drafted is one more giant step in a long road that could lead Mann to playing in the NHL eventually. Once drafted, he will get the benefit of training and advice from an NHL operation while playing at least one more season in the Q. He can be signed to an NHL contract at any time, and at age 20, can start to play in the American League, a development ground for the NHL. He's also eligible to play an additional year in the Q as a 20-year-old. It's all a long way from his early years in Sackville.
My earliest memories are probably out on my outdoor rink that we had. I had an outdoor rink from the time I started to skate around 3 or 4 until my last year midget before I went to play junior. So I definitely remember being out there as much as I could. And I started playing hockey. I definitely wasn't the best player. I just would stand in one foot on the ice, I think, and kind of just watch the game go by me. But they're definitely good memories. I'm kind of grateful I have those memories still and kind of look back on them, especially at this point in time.
When did you know you wanted to commit seriously and see how far you could take it?
I think I always wanted to take it to the NHL if possible. I think for when I kind of started looking at it more seriously, it was probably, probably around 10, 11, 12. I remember my last year I played in Sackville, I think I was 10. I think I started to feel like I was kind of going to another level, and then I started to play AAA in Moncton after that every year. So it kind of became more realistic of a dream at that point, I'd say. But since I started to play, it's always kind of been what I want to do. It's kind of just grown and over time.
It's quite a big sacrifice to leave your hometown as a teenager and put in all that time, even as early as 10 or 11 when you're, going to all those AAA games in Moncton, like the commitment. I guess it must really kind of feel like it's paying off because, people seem to be noticing your skills and yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely fortunate, kind of like you said, from a young age that, my parents supported me and kind of allowed me to have those opportunities, and they never really had any expectation for me either. I didn't really have any expectations for myself, and I really don't still to this point, really. I think I'm not going to sit here and say I need to go to this team, I need to be this pick. I just kind of, for me, it's always just been about putting work in because I enjoy it and I have passion for it. But it's definitely been a fun experience.
So your attitude is just you keep putting the work in and keep enjoying it and see what happens.
Yeah, pretty much. I think for me, it's never really been about, oh, I had so much talent that I'm just going to keep kind of making it the next level. I think for me, especially like you said, being from Sackville, moving to play AAA at a young age too, I kind of felt like I always needed to do extra to kind of keep myself around in those teams. And I don't think it was ever, like, never, I've never really been a sure thing at any level either. So, yeah, I think for me, it's all about having good work ethic and kind of staying humble and having that sort of attitude where I don't create too many expectations for myself just because that's never how I'd like to go about things.
I've heard that, you know, when you're back in Sackville, you will try and stop in on the Sackville Minor Hockey Club occasionally to talk to players.
Yep.
Is that an important thing for you?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think, you know, I think growing up, we had, you know, I had a few guys like Ethan Crossman played in the queue and Kyle Ward played in the queue. So I think, you know, all of us when we're younger and you see guys from a small town playing at a high level, it's kind of, you know, it's pretty cool when you're a kid. So I think for me being out in that position now, I think it's good for me to kind of go and kind of show myself and to talk a little bit to the kids and just kind of say the same things I'm saying to you, that just you don't need to really create any expectation for yourself. And, you know, as long as you're putting in effort and you love to do it, that's pretty much all you can really ask upon yourself. But it's definitely important for me. Yeah.
Before I let you go, any message for your hometown?
I'd probably just say thank you. You know, I don't think it's just my family that's helped me. I think it's definitely the town that's helped me and supported me. And, you know, I've always felt welcome to come back to Sackville the past few years. And, you know, they kind of laid the groundwork for me to be able to take it to this level. So I think if I had to say anything to the town, it'd just be thank you. And I'm appreciative that I was able to kind of been given this opportunity.
That was Sackville's Mateo Mann, who is in line to get drafted to the NHL this year, a major step on the road to one day playing in the league.